Russell stood with his hand on the door, wondering whether to go in. It just wasn't his scene. He was only here because his doctor had told him to come. It had started with a stroke. He'd been walking home from work when the blood supply to the base of his brain became blocked and the world careened sideways. He'd had to relearn to walk, to talk. There'd been months lying in bed, staring at the ceiling and panicking about his future. He'd developed back pain so bad he couldn't sit up. He'd lost his job. His relationship with his partner fell apart. He couldn't play with his son anymore. He put on weight. He couldn't sleep. When he did sleep, his breathing kept stopping, so he had to wear a mask over his head at night, blowing air into his lungs to keep his airways open. His doctors prescribed dozens of pills, but new problems kept accumulating. He felt himself spiralling down into depression. When his doctor first wrote the prescription for 8 weeks of art classes, Russell thought for a moment it was some sort of joke. How was art supposed to help? But he didn't feel he had anything to lose anymore, so he opened the door. The first class wasn't as bad as he'd expected. He didn't paint, just watched the others in the class. But somehow, just being around the paints, the colours, and the calming atmosphere had an impact. And on his way home, he noticed his breathing was slower and deeper, and he felt a bit calmer than he had walking in. The next week wasn't as daunting. He recognised a few of the other people. Again, he didn't do any art, but that night he couldn't sleep. So he snuck outside and sat in the shed in the garden, doodling little caricatures of the people in the art group. In the third class, he picked up a paintbrush. Russell's still not sure how things escalated so rapidly after that. But a few weeks later, he found himself standing in front of the art group to announce an idea he'd had, to paint portraits of them all.